Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Day 5, the weight of consequences. Tower stabilized. The tower looks into the devil's mirror. This is the emotional gravity day. The tower's upheaval begins to settle, and you may feel the first tremors of clarity. The devil's influence brings attachment to the past, the urge to stay bound to what fell, the temptation to cling to familiar pain. Capricorn moon urges discipline, but grief resists containment. The Mars-Jupiter trine, tower flowing through the wheel of fortune, continues to offer fortunate momentum for action. The door remains open for empowerment if you act consciously. The wheel keeps turning, offering you opportunities to move forward, even as the devil tempts you to remain chained to the past. This is the halfway mark. You may feel the heaviness of responsibility. Can you name the loss without being consumed by it? The trine's wheel of fortune energy keeps offering chances to evolve rather than repeat. This is the Five of Cups staring at the spilled wine, unable to see the cups still upright, confronting your own chain. I release what binds me to what's gone. Day 6, the crossing, the sacred pause. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.